Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There you go. That's Jared Goff after the game talking about it. It was an emotional Dan Campbell at the podium. Everybody saw the fire drill at the end of the first half, which cost the Lions a chip shot field goal attempt when the offense clocked the football and the special teams ran onto the field and they got flagged for too many men, out of timeouts, 10-second runoff.
It's 20 too many.
On the TV broadcast, Gator, Kevin Kugler said, there's about 17 people on the field right now. I'm like, and you couldn't see the full view. You just saw the team lining up to clock the ball. Yeah. And I'm like, 17 players? Well, what the hell's going on out there?
I was, when I was watching it, I'm going, this is, that's too many. That's too many. And then my immediate thought was, there's going to be a 10-second runoff and they're not even going to get a field goal out of it. And
so
that's exactly what happened.
It's funny because the game ends. And, you know, every day, every Monday, I print up the entire game book, which includes the snap counts. And I'm looking at it, and as typically the case, the offensive line all played 100% of the plays. And then I'm at the bottom of offensive snaps. I'm like, Jake Bates, Dan Skipper, Owasika, Nice, like the offensive line played every snap. How did three other offensive linemen get snaps? Why did the long snapper get an offensive snap? Then I realized they were credited with an offensive snap because they were standing on the field when the offense dirted the football to try and stop the clock. But look, I mean,
Was it that, or was it because they threw a pass on the punt?
Well, I highly doubt that Jake Bates was on the field
Jake
for that play.
I'm sorry, I would think of Jake.
So anyway, but circling back, the truth is the season, nobody thinks it's a straight line. There are ups and downs. This is the down. And it's, I mean, everybody, if you want to panic, go ahead and panic, but they can't panic, nor should they panic. And I'll believe the couple of years of evidence, they build up some collateral with me that I'm pretty confident they'll get this sorted out. I'm pretty confident. And I think it'd be foolish to throw away those beliefs after 2 weeks. And I don't think they're going to sit there and look at the offensive game film, specifically in the red zone, and say, no, we're fine. We're fine.
No, I imagine there's some raised voices, and I imagine there's not panic, but there's frustration, and that's what the fans are feeling. I don't think the fans are panicking either. The majority of them won't be panicking. I think they're venting, and they're pissed, and they have a right to be. It was not the effort you expected yesterday. Not with a sense of urgency. When you have two drives in the last 2 minutes of the game with a chance to win it, and that's what we saw. Now, let me say this too. It's also a game of inches. How different is it if Tim Patrick's able to haul that pass in on the sideline if he gets both feet down?
Yeah.
Okay. How different is it if Jameson Williams on a perfectly thrown ball to the side and he makes a great catch, but he can't get the second foot down? How different is it if he gets the second foot down? It's a game of inches. Because Jahmyr Gibbs is running down the sideline after breaking a tackle, looks like he might be able to score, but gets bumped out of bounds, just slightly bumped, and he goes out of bounds. Totally different game in different circumstances, particularly with a Jahmyr Gibbs play, if that kind of happens. But it doesn't. It's football, 82 offensive plays, and they end up with 16 points. And they're frustrated, as they should be, and fans are frustrated, as they should be, because too many field goal attempts, and yet maybe not enough field goal attempts, too. I heard somebody call on my drive in, and I couldn't help but think the same thing when I was watching the game. You've got this guy on your team who's known for having a super strong leg, and to keep waiting for them to bust him out when they in order a 57-yard field goal attempt. Why? Who? Yeah, of course. Why not Jake Bates? He can kick it there. And there was an opportunity to kick a 58-yarder with about 4 minutes left in the game, and Dan Campbell didn't go to that. He thought let's punt it away and see if we can pin him deep and trust our defense. And they pinned him down on the 9-yard line.
That was the plan.
It was a hell of a, and it executed, that part executed, but you can't help but think, when are you going to bust out this weapon that you have?
Let's go to Pat and Romeo. You're next. Hi, Pat.
Hey, morning, guys. What's up? So just, taking it all in, I mean, obviously, I thought yesterday they got out-coached, out-schemed. And, you look at who they're playing, the first two games they've played, essentially it's back-to-backs against teams that to get your lowdown. And what you're starting to see, I think, is, the scouting report's getting out, the trends are starting to get out on what the Lions do, everyone's copying it. So you got to see – what we need to see next is just an evolution of what Ben Johnson's doing and to take the next step and evolve, because it's the NFL. People pick up on trends, and you got to move forward. So that's one thing I see. I thought they took away the middle of the field. They made us try to throw the sidelines quite a bit, it looked like yesterday. Seemed like everything over the middle was just jammed up wherever he went. And that's where Goff is pretty good, between the hashes.
Well, I also think, one thing you're exactly right about is Todd Bowles had a great defensive game plan. It's hard to tell on the TV copy, but it looked like a heck of a lot of zone defense with plenty of guys deep and made Goff, who was looking downfield, and other than that first bomb he had to Jamo, there wasn't a lot of intermediate to deep balls. It was a lot of dumping a ball off. I think it was a product of Tampa's game plan, and I give them a ton of credit because I do think they had a very – I thought about champing Todd Bowles because of their defensive game plan. I thought it was outstanding.
They showed that one clip where they were saying, hey, they're building a wall at the line there. What we usually see Goff do is take that play action and hit that seam route for like 12, 13 yards. They were not giving that. They were forcing everything to be quick outs to the backs, and he took the bait, and credit to him, though. It was a great, great game plan. They've got to evolve. They will. But I do think they got away from the run a little bit, and they got to get back home to what they're good at.
I think you guys are both right, Doug. I think you're spot on with Bowles and his game plan. I mean, the fact that the Lions ran 82 plays, end up with 16 points, they did that with a defense that was a makeshift secondary and missing one of the best players in the defensive line. They were banged up, and yet the Lions just couldn't put it together to figure it out. And I would agree with the caller. I would have liked to see them run between the tackles more than what they did. There were times they started just to try to go outside, run a lot of these, kind of counter type plays and just go straight up the gut. It's what you did against the Rams. But that's a tendency. Maybe that's what they're expecting.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.